Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast.
Welcome to this special Halloween edition of the Real Ass Podcast.
Your Australian accent is terrible. People are
strange when you're a stranger. Spooky times are ahead of us.
Godfrey's coming?
That's good, Shannon. I like that. I should be doing my Australian accent, right? Yeah. Hello, I'm Knight. Would you like me to buy you some dark drugs off the dark web? But then not bring them for you, even though I say I'm going to bring them twice in 1 week.
I'm going to announce every secret headliner at Skankfest on the show today, because I know them.
You son of a bitch.
Every time Nate talks about the dark web, I'm going to do it. Literally, doggy.
All right, baby. I'm not talking about the dark web anymore.
Dark web?
The dark web. It's out of it's off my lips. It's out of my vocabulary. No more talking about the dark web. God, I'm not really good at Australian. I'm not good at anything, really. To be honest with you, I'm not great at anything.
The dark web, or as we call it, the abonet.
I like it. Give him points.
It's actually abo.net.
Abo.net. Look, guys, we have a great show planned today. It is a special Halloween edition of the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, dressed as Nate. Nate, I got to be honest with you, did not realize how much I enjoy a Hawaiian shirt. This is nice. This is nice, doggy. This ain't a bad look for me.
Please don't take my whole look.
Doggy, this ain't a bad look for me.
Because I hate being dressed as you. This sucks.
Why?
Because I'm wearing track pants during the day.
It's not bad. It's comfortable, dude. If you gotta quickly sprint somewhere, you're ready to go.
All right.
You know? Nate is dressed as me. Shannon is dressed as some sort of like guinea pig, right? Shannon? She's an Italian pig, everyone.
Yeah, that's,
she's
that's every how you, day. That's how you describe Shannon.
Where's my soundboard? I just Lewis attacked the fuck out of you. Hit it, Shannon.
Hit it, you guinea pig.
Fuck yeah, dude. We are here. Real Ass Podcast Live. Get that music back on. We're just introing the show right now.
Song finished. You want to hear it again?
Did it?
Yeah, or you want a different one?
Fuck, put it on again. Why not? You know what? No, you're right. Let's hear a different one. It's a Halloween party today. We got fucking candy. We got eyeballs. Two guests in studio today. One is running late. We're actually pre-taping this. It is actually Halloween right now. I know this is coming out on November 1st, the day after All Hallows Eve. Thank you, Nate, for coming in and helping me. Look at Nate, by the way, dressed like the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. You've never looked sexier. Also, you could have just shaved your head. You could have bicked your head and put a little bit of effort into it. A little bit of effort. That's all I'm asking for. Look, great show planned today. As always, two guests. We have Ian Fidance is here. Welcome, Ian Fidance.
Yeah, bleep bloop.
Bleep bloop, back from his European tour.
Yes.
Very excited to have you,
Ian. Dude, I gotta tell you, Skanks fan showed up, Real Ass Podcast fan
in
showed
Europe.
Up, Cometown fan showed up, yeah.
How cool was that? What was most represented?
Fucking
what would you
great.
Say was most represented?
Cometown.
Ian, get the fuck out of your studio right now. The fuck out of my studio right now. Cometown has fans in Europe?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
American fans, too, in Europe.
Oh, American fans that were hanging out in Europe. Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Well,
and some regulars, foreigners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, doggy. Look, I'm glad you had a great time in Europe. I linked up with that chick. We had a call.
Yes.
And our call dropped in the middle of it, and I haven't been able to get in touch with her again.
Do you use WhatsApp?
She asked me if I was on WhatsApp.
Yeah, do you
that's
WhatsApp?
Right. We did speak again. She asked me if I'm on WhatsApp, and then I ignored it.
Well, hey, you're on
I have bad ADD issues. Okay?
Yeah.
Turn this fucking song off. This is an awful song, Shannon.
This is a great song.
What? It's a fantastic song. You're fucking dumbass.
What is
that?
It's Halloween by the Misfits.
By the Misfits.
Yeah. Yeah. I dressed my son as
Jerry Only.
Jerry Only.
I saw it. That was great.
Years ago. If you want to pull that up, his
love
first Halloween
it.
Ever. Very, very cute. Fucking adorable. How cute is my son?
Cute.
How cute is my son? Substantially cuter than Shannon's nieces and nephews. Pull up his first Halloween, Shannon. It's out of fucking control. We're talking all things Halloween today. We got a lot of Halloween spooky stories. We're waiting right now on Chrissy Mayer. Look at that fucking baby.
Oh, my God.
Look at that baby, Shannon.
Oh, he has your thighs.
Doggy, don't make fun of my fucking fat thighs. Actually, a couple girls recently have told me they enjoy my thick thighs.
What?
They tell me. They're like, yeah, I like your thick thighs, baby boy. I'm like, all right, baby, you like that? You want to lick it?
What men dressed as women are you dating?
Sometimes a woman likes a thick thigh. Shannon, do you enjoy a thick thigh?
Yeah, like muscular.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Are you saying I don't have muscular thighs?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
It has been a while, right? And your eyes were closed, not out of disgust, but out of passion the whole time.
Right.
Shannon makes love with her eyes deeply closed, like squint, like
deeply,
fucking really hard closed.
Strainingly closed.
Dude, it looks like she's in pain.
Lewis,
she looks like she's not enjoying herself.
It was a girl with a lisp, and she was talking about your thigh. You have a thick thigh.
I love your thick thighs. Thighs are so hot. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I will say right now, it is the day after Halloween. If you guys haven't yet, and might not even be able to at this point, Skankfest pre-sale tickets officially on sale yesterday, Halloween, 9 a.m. Eastern. Right now, we are about an hour and a half into the pre-sale, and we are about 70% through all of the pre-sale tickets. We are selling faster than we've ever sold in the past.
God,
and tomorrow is fucking payday. Friday's payday. So I think a lot of people are waiting to get paid tonight.
Yep.
If you are waiting to get these pre-sale tickets, it's not going to fucking happen. Not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. We sold out in 48 hours last year. I'd be surprised if we lasted 48 hours this year.
I bet we'll be sold out by the time we're done the pod.
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so. But Skankfest South, skankfest.net is the website. If you want to grab your tickets, the general sale, it's looking like it's December 7th, because I know we want to do it right before Christmas, so people could purchase their tickets for Christmas. You can buy all access passes and single day passes, I believe, on December 7th. I will be announcing that. And also, we're going to be announcing a huge chunk of the lineup on that date as well. So you go to skankfest.net, keep on checking back for more and more information. But if you haven't yet, grab your pre-sale tickets. You're saving $50 on the all access passes. You get access to the kickoff party on the 26th. So you're getting a whole night of events, partying, a whole other, basically, 4 or 5 hours of Skankfest that nobody else has access to, plus special notifications when special events are happening, surprise guests are popping in. It's going to be quite the year at Skankfest in Houston, Texas. Secret Group, love them. Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick, and let's get this show going. Hopefully Chrissy will fucking show that. Did I give you guys my phone to plug in? No, it's on. It's at my feet.
Hopefully Chrissy Merrill. Show them titties. Where is it, Shannon?
Oh, I have it.
Now show them titties.
Yeah. Thanks, Shannon.
Woo!
Chrissy says she'll be here. She's pulling into Grand Central now. Hopefully we'll get there in
Jesus
15 or so.
Christ.
Wow.
Not Ian, what are you here in 15 minutes?
So then, even if it was going to tape at 11, she was still going to be late.
Yeah. She's garbage. She's a garbage person.
Yeah.
Ian Finance, what do you have to plug, my brother?
Yes, my friend. Hello. This weekend I'm in the Hamptons, if you're the Bay Street Theater, 8 p.m. Saturday, if you're around. Monday, November 4th, I'm doing an hour at the Sellers Fat Black Pussycat. Come on out. I got 4 shows in New York Comedy Festival. Tuesday, I'm doing a panel with Ron Bennington at The Stand. That's November 5th, 8 p.m. Wednesday, I'm headlining the Old Man Hustle Brooklyn.
Who gives their fucking city dates? This is psychotic, dude.
It's for New York Comedy Festival, you motherfucker.
Fucking fag.
And then...
Scratching your nasty, hairy, jerk-offy palms.
No. They are hairy. And then Sunday, November 10th. New York Comedy Club. I'm running a show for the New York Comedy Festival. And then I think I'm on with the tail on the 23rd. 23rd with him and Jeff Ross for Bumping Mics.
Why do you give plugs like you're a retarded casino individual?
I'm telling you, I'm so out of it right now.
You're on. You're not. You're a good broadcaster. I'll give it to you, Ian.
Thank you.
Okay, I enjoy broadcasting with you. Sometimes you're a little bit annoying. You interrupt when it's unnecessary.
I totally agree.
But you're good at this. I enjoy broadcasting with you. I enjoy doing shows with you. But for some reason, when you have to do something formulaic, like giving plugs, you fall apart.
I wasn't ready for it. I am running on real little sleep. And you know what? I'm going to bring it to the next level.
Bring it up. Maybe take a piece of candy, a little sugar spike.
That's a good idea.
There we go. Zach Amico.
Thank you.
Twitter and Instagram.
Zach, get some candy, I'm saying. I know you want some. I see your eyes.
I already did. I already had a Reese's Ghost. And it was wonderful.
Zach Amico, empty this bucket into your gullet.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight this week. It is me, Eric Nagel, E-Rock from the Opie and Anthony Show, and his co-host, Brian Gittleman, watching The Toxic Avenger.
Oh!
Very excited. And Capital Wrestling returns to Hoboken November the 8th. Amico Cannonball 2, I Quit match. Come out.
I love Ian getting excited for your plugs while he eats candy. He's like,
hey, it's not Chrissy Mayer.
Who's that?
Caitlin Rupert.
Ah, Rupert. The opposite of big titties. There she is. So, yeah, look, I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. First of all, if you love the show, every episode of the Real Ass Podcast that we've ever done is available on demand at the Gas Digital Network. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, The Thing Is Ding with Shannon and Nate. So many amazing shows. There's 20 shows on the network right now, 21 shows, including Capital Wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, ECW Legend, Jamie Josta Show, SDR Show, Part of the Problem. So many incredible shows here on the network. You have thousands of hours of content available at your fingertips, okay? Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything. You pre-release. These episodes come out 4 days before they go to iTunes or anywhere else on Gas Digital. Mm. Uncensored, ad-free, all that good stuff. Mm. Make sure you go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Live dates coming up. Lupus J. Gomez presents. LupusJGomez.com is the website where you can get all my dates and buy tickets. You can also buy my special there. Next week, I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, November 6th through the 9th. November 22nd, I'll be at White Plains Comedy Club. Other stuff, buy my with the Skanks will be New Year's Eve at the Comedy Store. Legion of Skanks Live, Legion of Skanks and Friends. It's going to be an incredible fucking evening, dude. We've never done LA New Year's Eve. We fucking party hard. The way it's going to work is we're going to have our champagne toast at midnight, final comic will go on, and then we're just hanging out and drinking for the rest of the night. It's going to be nuts. Is your birthday? Come hang.
Yeah.
Come to LA, bitch.
Oh, damn.
Me and Metzger are touring, though. The Lupus J. Gomez, Kurt Metzger, This Should End Well tour. Kicking things off, Kalamazoo, Michigan, December 5th. Detroit on the 6th and the 7th. I'll be American Comedy Company on January 2nd through 4th. That's in San Diego. Philadelphia on January 17th, 18th, and 19th. Laugh Boston, January 23rd and 24th. These are all at Metzger. And the 25th as well. Then we're going to the Funny Bone, Hartford, Connecticut, January 28th, 29th, 30th, and more dates coming up. Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Arlington, Virginia, and many more. And many more.
Your schedule looks like you're a real comic.
He ain't fucking around anymore, baby. You know what it is? I got
someone else to do it.
I have an agent. I have an assistant.
You have an agent now.
I had an agent, but she wasn't doing anything in terms of live dates. And then me and Metzger planned this tour. And then they saw me getting a lot of live dates once me and Metzger started playing this tour. And then they started adding.
Oh, we can make money now.
Yeah. So that's what happened there. Fucking and then my assistants really helped me organize everything. So everything is just...
That's huge.
I need organization. It's not about a lack of being able to do things. It's about... I'll just sit on Fortnite.
Distracted.
Yeah, I get distracted. So
things come up.
Yeah, go to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. Lupus J. Gomez on YouTube. Anything else, Shannon?
That's
it, baby. Right. Baby dolls. Look at Shannon. Go to the Shannon cam for a second. Hold on. We can only go to the Shannon cam when I do show me them titties.
Mm.
Now show them titties.
Shannon, first of all, can you angle the camera down a little bit? We want to see what you're working with.
Yeah,
let's see. It's too short.
Why are you just... Well, stand up, bitch.
We want to fucking see your forehead and the top of the room. No, you know what we want to see, Shannon. Give a little fucking...
Come on,
give a little
Shannon.
Juice.
All right.
Get your fuck... You know
what?
Get
it down
your,
a little.
Get your tip jar in here right now. Get it in here.
Someone stole all the money out of my tip jar.
It's Harrington. Someone. Harrington stole the money out of your tip jar.
Is that
jar.
A real tip jar
Shannon
for her
looks,
titties?
Shannon's looking so hot today, she's getting $4.
Shannon.
$4 in her tip jar today.
Shannon.
Wow. Oh, look at guys. Ian. Ian, that's just give her right. a piece of gum.
Give me the rubber band.
Wow. Ian, what is he doing? No way. He almost put 100 in. I was like, no, Ian cannot afford 100. He put
it?
An EBT empty Metro card.
Actually, Nate, give it back.
He really needs that. It's another dollar.
That's another week on it.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today, and we have a lot of stuff. On the last show, we barely got to anything. So I think this one – did you guys print me out notes? You didn't, did you?
What did he say?
You didn't print me out notes.
It's okay. Shoot from the hip,
good.
Baby.
It happens, baby boy.
Shoot from the hip.
Yeah. Well, look, it is Halloween. Ian, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing, and I'm so excited about it.
It is at the age now where doing nothing seems great. Like, I'm doing nothing
yes.
tonight.
Same.
I'm picking up my son after school. We're taking him trick-or-treating, and it's raining right now, too, so I don't even know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It doesn't fucking matter.
Dude, you should watch Hocus Pocus tonight.
We've watched Hocus Pocus 3 times this season already. I'm not watching it again. I'm trying to convince my son to watch an actual horror movie tonight.
Has he ever seen one?
The only horror movies that he's seen so far that would be on the like Blockbuster Video shelves of horror would be Gremlins 1, Gremlins 2, and now he's seen half of Lucia Gomez Presents Lucia Gomez. No,
Daddy,
he's...
turn it off.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you, you fucking piece of shit.
What's he say?
Fucking guest attack. You crushed me, dude. Fucking crushed my life, dude. Crushed my soul. So,
yeah, well, you know what that was? That
Monster
was
Squad.
He saw half of
He saw half of Monster Squad.
Lewis asked me if Monster Squad was appropriate for James.
Oh, what we saw?
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh.
But it wasn't that scary. It was just like the...
Weird.
The word faggot being used and the bullying and the...
Yeah, and that little fat-titted bitch.
Yeah, he was a faggot.
He was the worst. Yes,
yeah.
Total fag.
Yeah, Monster Squad.
He died of the sniffles. Remember?
I don't
look them up.
The Lord sniffles.
I don't remember
AIDS.
What happens in the movie at the end of it. I mean, we got to the point where Dracula, he made all of the monsters rise. The creature in the Blue Lagoon pulled Frankenstein out of the lake.
Right.
And you know, and then somehow Dracula got a car and learned how to drive. Also, he hasn't been alive in 1,000 years, but he fucking knows
got
how to fucking
permit.
Drive stick shift.
Right.
Psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are the only movies, but I think I want, what would be an appropriate movie to watch with a 7-year-old, or he's not even 7.
Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
That's perfect.
That's not horror.
It has scary elements. The gray lady, the librarian ghost in the beginning.
She is pretty terrifying.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one, Ian.
Yep.
That's a fucking good one. Because I want to show
has
him something
seen
tonight.
It yet?
He hasn't seen it.
Oh, dude.
I want to show him.
Watch original Ghostbusters.
He might have seen
perfect.
Parts of it. He might have seen parts of it. It's not horror necessarily. I was thinking more traditional horror.
Yeah, but it's just
11
like...
horror movies that are safe to watch with the kids. Good job, Shannon. Finally.
Wow.
Watcher in the Woods. Don't know what that is. Return to Oz. It's not a horror movie.
What?
It is bizarre, though. It's scary.
A little bit. It's like creepy.
It is creepy. All the heads on the shelves. The Witches is fucking...
Oh,
that's a little much, I feel like.
I don't know if it's a little much. That would be, yes, a kid's horror movie.
You never know what'll trigger a kid, and like you won't think it's scary, but they will. Like, do you remember the snake in Beetlejuice on the stairs?
Yeah,
that
fucked
terrified
you up. Oh, Beetlejuice
years.
Might be a good one for him as well.
Look at this.
Is that a little too dark?
Do an Ian drop.
Drops an F-bomb.
Faggot?
Fuck.
And
Beetlejuice.
Are you okay with fuck?
Fuck is fine. Faggot's the word. Isn't it weird that I have a problem with the word faggot for my son? My son's never heard the word faggot. Like,
yeah,
I watched
right.
him mouth it to himself after
he
said it in the movie. He
really tucks his dick back?
Yeah.
But he didn't know what that is. Like, he's never heard these words. Like, people don't realize, like, how I am with my son. My son
I said faggot on stage last night, or I said fag at a queer show about how me and this dude used to suck each other's dicks, but we wouldn't kiss because that's, like, gay.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what are you, a fag? And everyone was like, oh, my God. And the comic after me was like, I know Ian said the F word. And I was like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
This is insane. I put in my work.
Are you
I
about
put
to
in
be,
my time.
Are you about to be canceled?
Dude, what are they going to cancel? My mustache? I got nothing.
What are they going to cancel? Take his Ian drops away?
Yeah. No!
Give me some more of these.
Ian
Nightmare
drop,
Before Christmas.
No!
He's seen Nightmare Before Christmas. Hocus Pocus, seen it. Casper, seen it. Casper's a good one, though. He loves it.
But that's not scary.
Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
That's Wallace and Gromit.
Okay. Coraline, that's not, he's never interested in watching it. Keep on going down. The Hole.
It's about Shannon.
Well, it's about Chrissy Mayer.
I know. Paranorman, go ahead. And last but not least, Goosebumps. Yeah, Goosebumps fucked him up. It freaked him out. First scene in Goosebumps, he was like, no, turn this shit the fuck off right now.
Dude, the intro to Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Call me a faggot. I was like, James, chill.
Do you remember Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
That was so scary when I was a kid. Yeah.
That opening, remember the intro?
Yes.
Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon? Didn't see
it.
The opening.
The opening was so creepy.
You guys were a little younger than me, I think, right? How old are you, Ian?
34.
Yeah, you guys are roughly the same age.
Yeah.
So you're a little bit younger than me. I think because like I was maybe 12 when it came out, it just wasn't scary for me. Whereas you guys
also what his house looked like. It's a passed out lady, a needle sticking out of her.
You want to see the intro?
Yeah, let's see the intro of You're Afraid of the Dark. This also just looks like a It's 10 o'clock, Do You Know Where Your Children Are commercial.
Yeah, that scared me.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
A fan.
A woman's vagina.
No!
Yeah, this is... it was on fucking Nickelodeon, dude.
To the Midnight Society.
It was on Nickelodeon. It was gay as shit.
The Tale.
I was at that age. At that age, I was already watching... real horror. I was watching Tales from the
like
Crypt.
Mom going out every night.
Night of the Living Dead. Fucking Day of the Dead. I watched Day of the Dead when I was maybe
12?
8, 7, 12. Are you fucking kidding me? I watched The Exorcist at 8. Do you have any idea? Like I know I talk about like Clockwork Orange and seeing like fucked up movies. There was nothing. There was no person saying you can't watch that. Even if it was like it was a full fledged like fuck scene.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because there's black people on it.
Yeah.
In retrospect, possibly. A little ethnic. Yeah. That's around the same time I remember my dad telling me I wasn't allowed to wear my hat backwards because he didn't want me to look like a rapper. Which was his way of putting that.
Oh, that's great.
I was going for a movie. It's too scary now, but it's PG. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is terrifying. Poltergeist,
dude.
But it's not inappropriate.
Poltergeist scares me now.
Yes.
Right.
Especially
now.
Especially the backstory.
Poltergeist is fucking horrifying.
But it is PG.
That's sure. Insane. It's just the imagery in it. It's like, it shouldn't be PG. Poltergeist should be a minimum of a PG-13 movie because just when you're talking about like the imagery, just the... A little girl. Also, when you know that the fucking girl dies actually during the making of the movie.
This house is clear.
What's the girl's name?
Caroline.
Caroline.
Don't go to the light.
Oh, it's
right.
Fucking
remember the
me
guy's
up.
Face? He peels it off like ground beef in the bathroom.
How many poltergeists are there?
Just one,
three or four.
No, there's more. Because in the second one, it was the worm and the whiskey, or in the tequila, and he turns into the big fucking worm. Oh, they fucked me up, those poltergeist movies.
Yeah.
Those would fuck me up. But yes, I watch all of those movies as a kid. Every single one of them.
Well, you don't say.
Demons.
There's four of them.
The
reboot of Poltergeist is terrible. Like, it's not as scary. I feel like maybe that's easier for him to watch.
No. Maybe I'll have him watch It.
Have him watch Ghostbusters. I'm telling you.
Watch the new It.
That'll be such a good experience.
I feel like the new It is what kids are going to be, like, the way we talk about, like, Chucky. Mm-hmm. That's kids are going to be scared of that Pennywise.
I mean, first of all, Chucky never scared me. Chucky was like, I remember
like a comedy.
I remember at 7 being like, I would fucking destroy that doll. I would lump that doll. Because first of all, I would regularly wrestle my dolls as a kid and fuck them. Okay. Regularly. All of my dolls, every one of my stuffed animals.
Lewis's killer toy movies are rape revenge.
Doggy, all of my wrestling buddies, my stuffed animals, all of them, we would have Royal Rumbles. And then when lights out, we'd have full fledged orgies. It was the most crazy relationship I had with these fucking stuffed animals.
Telling of future relationships?
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
It was fucking, it was aggressive, okay? Just aggressive. Like, I mean, are you surprised?
Would you watch each other do it?
What?
Hump these things?
It was just me and my dolls.
I thought you said slumber party. Like
my sister would be having tea time with the dolls, and I'd lock her out of the room, and I'd rape all the dolls at the table.
He's pretending to pour hot tea on
them? Yeah. I got aggressive as a kid, dude. I used to make my G.I. Joes and Transformers hump my sister's Barbies. We were very sexual kids. We were way overly exposed to sex because my mom was a fucking hooker.
It was the family business.
Yeah. So we were just very sexualized. You know, I just remember always being horny, always masturbating. Like, just, I remember, like, jerking off before I could come, I would just squirt out air.
Oh yeah, the first jerk. How old were you when you jerked off for the first time?
I was young, dude.
I was 8.
I was jerking off inside the womb, probably. Just fucking surrounded
see
by pussy.
Inside the belt, just see the bump.
It's because you heard so much domestic abuse outside the womb.
He thought his dad was giving him a fist bump through the belly.
Where the fuck is Chrissy Mayer right now? She's making me furious right now. She's supposed to be the eye candy today. We need eye candy on every show.
We got Shannon.
Now show them titties.
Yeah.
Shannon is pretty, especially as a cat.
She looks hotter as a cat.
That's the way that is a little secret that women have.
Hmm.
They look hotter as cats.
Yeah.
They look hotter as kitty cats. Look at her. Look at Shannon's cute face. You give her a little fucking button nose. I don't know what it is.
Look at those little freckles.
The little frecks.
It takes away from the horse teeth. I love it, Shannon.
I know. It's like half cat, half horse.
I'm getting the horse jokes because Chrissy isn't here.
Oh, Chrissy, get here.
Yeah.
Get here.
That fucking centaur ass.
Yeah. Woo! Shannon, you do look very cute as a kitty cat. That's
you
a
do.
Thing.
You let's look nice, Shannon.
Let's look up females as cats. I bet you that there's fucking some hot cat pussy out there.
Oh, dude, Rose McGowan and Monkey Bone.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
see. She fucked a black guy?
Come on, dude.
Why?
That's fucking really too far. That's not your brand.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at them. Look at these hot cat bitches. I like it. Look at this. This is it. What, I don't know what it is about putting a little some whiskers and a little hot nose on a bitch that does it. I bet she's not even pretty, that woman.
Yeah, right. Who are the... Which... she's kind of
look at this plain bitch.
Yet.
That she would look like Zach without that cat nose on.
No, like that's me.
Oh God, Zach. That's Zach.
That actually might be me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that poor. Look at the girl's broken lower back.
Look at that
the
overweight.
How does that girl come to a party and people just don't hand her lasagna?
She's like, let's be cats.
Oh,
together.
Obese woman who. Wait, go back. What was the headline? Go to the. It says obese woman who dressed out as a cat.
Thanks, Shannon. Just make it more hard to read.
Oh, Jesus.
We're seeing you're using an ad blocker. Whatever. It's an obese woman who went out with her friends dressed as a cat. That's hilarious. That's just being a fat cat while your friends are little hot kitty cats. Just,
yeah.
You're just asleep in the corner.
She's a big fat grumpy cat. It's just fucking, when are we going to eat? Yeah. That's it. They're canceling Halloween right now, too, right?
What? Who?
Today because of the rain in some areas.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, cancel culture. I was like, get out of here!
You can't cancel
Halloween. Well, I know some towns... Don't some towns, like,
the
do
Saturday
it on a
before.
Weekend? Yeah, they don't do it on the day.
But who decides that? Some asshole shows up at a town hall meeting, some fucking loser, and they're like, Halloween's too much of a distraction during the week. We need to put it on a weekend. Like,
I know.
Shut the fuck up. How does anybody vote with that guy?
Did you go to stores when you were younger? Did you have like a strip mall or like malls?
When I was trick or treat, we would go house to house. I grew up in the suburbs. The houses were fairly close together. You have to know where to go. We were poor. It wasn't about like going in our neighborhood. It was about finding the doors that were closest together with the least amount of effort to get up. Like, because if you have to walk up a fucking... These big, beautiful houses,
terrible.
They may give good candy, dude. But I'm telling you right now, it takes...
To walk a mile to get to the front step.
10 times as long to get up the fucking stairs, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole to-do. You know, you want to go to, like, almost like condo housing, where it's like door, 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 door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's that. And you fucking crush
it. A buddy of mine, senior year of high school, stole a doorstop. Because they didn't have candy. They didn't, like, open the door. So we stole their doorstop. And we got, like, egged by these people. And he fucking ran up and put the doorstop in his pillowcase, swung it around and fucking threw it through the window.
Whoa.
Yeah, it ruled.
Wow.
Great.
That's dangerous. Probably going to hurt a kid.
Yeah, well, they egged us.
Yeah, don't fucking egg us. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you ever do that?
What? Put a doorstop through somebody's
like
window.
Like cause trouble
very specific.
On Halloween. Yeah.
I mean, no, I never did that specifically. No, we weren't like bad kids. I was like, I was considered a bad kid when I was young, but it wasn't bad like hurting people or violence. I was like a fucking ADD kid. Ian, get off your phone.
ADD?
I was like an ADD kid who like would have. I had ADD, a dead dad. That's pretty fucking funny.
That's great.
Dude. That's fucking.
Yeah, that was great. Give it to him.
Here we go.
Zack attack.
Great.
Pew, yeah. Pew.
Yeah, but I was like, I would sit in the back of the classroom and I would just do origami.
What? As racist as possible, though. He would squint and do buck teeth.
A one, a two, a three.
It's a swan.
It's a bundy tree.
It is a tattoo. I made a tattoo. I do two pieces of scrap paper.
You just do origami?
I would do somebody.
Would you do that like one, two, three, four, red, white, blue?
I didn't have any friends to do that with, so it was just like, who would you marry? No one. It was all no ones. When you open it up, no one will marry you.
Dead
no,
at 20.
I didn't have, it wasn't specific like that. It wasn't like just origami. Like, no, I'd get into origami for a month and I'd just be in the back. Instead of doing work, I'd just be folding pieces of fucking paper. Or I'd be drawing or doodling or fucking skipping class to play hacky sack. That was, that's how I was a bad kid, though. It wasn't like I was punching teachers in the head. There were kids like that in my school.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
Yeah. So.
That shit would happen when I was a teacher. It's fucking scary.
If you were my teacher, I would have punched you in the head.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would have deserved it.
Definitely, for sure. Where the fuck?
Dude, one of the coolest things I saw.
Chrissy Mayer.
She may have just buzzed it. She's here.
I was student teaching eighth grade. Oh, there she is.
Oh, yeah. There we go. She's dressed as a deer.
I knew she'd hop like she's a rabbit or something.
She's retarded. I love her, though. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, what, is she going to the bathroom?
I don't know. She's I hear a lot of sounds coming from the lobby.
Oh, her and Caitlin Rupert have to do like a...
Hey, all right, we get it, Caitlin. Let her come in. Jesus fucking Christ.
Does Caitlin just hang out here now?
She's got a lot of time in her hands. Chrissy Mayer's here.
Now show them them teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I can see some camel toe.
That's your penance for being
I'm
away.
Literally looking at vagina lips, everyone.
Jesus.
Hi.
Actual lips, everyone.
No.
I swear to God.
Women, put a mic down there.
Did you buy the costume we saw last time you were on?
Yeah, from Amazon. Ooh, candy.
You saw that hot redheaded bitch. You were like, this is my costume.
I saw it. I was like, I can do that. It was either that or the It Clown, and I didn't want to be like
Chrissy's
scared.
Nipples are hard.
No,
yes, they are. I'm telling you right now, for the audio listeners, she's actually playing with her nipples right now. So you guys really should be subscribing to Guest Digital, looking at those on-demand videos whenever you want them. Welcome. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Here.
Ooh.
Take some candy.
I love candy.
So you thought the show was going to be at 11 today.
I'm
We're doing
so
a pre-tape.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all good.
What did I miss?
I miss a lot. We're
Not much.
We're figuring out which horror movie to show my son tonight.
Oh.
Like kid appropriate.
It's not necessarily kid appropriate. It has to be somewhat kiddo. Like, I think the original Night of the Living Dead, the black and white one.
That might be too tough, dude.
You think
no,
that's
dude.
Tough?
How old is he, six?
He's going to be seven soon.
Dude, no.
It's probably, A, too slow to keep his attention, but then the gory parts are gory. A little girl kills her mother with a fucking gardening spade. Do you want to show? Well, you might
the
want
mother,
to show
right?
That.
The mother
yeah.
dies? Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
got no
she's
problem
a
with
shitty
it.
Shitty gardener.
And then they shoot a black guy. This is the perfect movie.
I know. This is actually, I'm hoping the ending to my life story.
You just nudge him the whole time?
Really? I don't remember it being that violent as a kid. I watched all of the Night of the Living Dead movies. Like, fucking, I remember my mom telling me the story when I was like seven that she went to go see Day of the Dead. Is that the one with Bub?
Yeah.
With my father, and I watched it. I remember clear as day at seven watching this fucking movie, and it just wasn't that horrifying to me. It was just kind of funny.
Why don't you show him old episodes of Unsolved Mysteries from the 90s? That shit scared me.
Why don't you show him, like, crime reenactment? Like, real hardcore, like...
Yeah.
You're just
showing
him the
one you did.
Room.
Yeah. That was a good one. All right. Well...
Tony, Ghostbusters. It's cute. It's
I
a little
think
scary.
It might be
it's
Ghostbusters.
Fun.
I think right? that's the one
I think
show
that's
him.
The yeah. smartest idea.
It probably makes some sense. Let's talk about this. We are talking about parenting. I wanted to talk about this Texas couple who, even before we do that.
What?
We got to show the Bad Baby and whatever Vicky fight.
The Vicky fight. Whoa, Vicky.
Whoa, Vicky and Bad Baby
the
got into a fight.
I can't believe I know about this.
Who's Whoa,
How
Vicky?
Old is Bad Baby
I'm
now? Hold on.
What is Bad
Baby? This bitch doesn't age.
It's not
We've
fair.
Been talking about Bad Baby for fucking 7 years.
Yeah.
When is she going to be of age?
The whole time.
What's Bad Baby?
She lives so hard.
Cash Me Outside Girl.
Cash Me Outside Girl.
Danielle Bregoli.
Oh, she's still around?
Yeah. She's still underage.
And what happened?
Doggy. She's a rapper. First of all, she's a dope rapper. Mm-hmm. Okay? She drops fucking hot beats.
Yes.
And good songs. I like the songs. Pull up Bad Baby's latest track. Well, let's do it right now.
I thought it was Bad Body.
No.
Bad Bobby?
That's Shannon.
No, she's a Bad Body. Woo!
Get him.
Once I know where they're at on the board, the timing will be way better on this, Shannon. Okay? I know. It's still better. The timing's still better.
It's way better when you, with you going, whoa?
I know. It's still better than Shannon's timing, but...
Much like when he's headlining, Lewis is in charge of the board.
That's not bad. Wow. Go Lewis, ahead. Find it.
16.
This chick's 16.
That's yeah. not fair.
She's been 16 forever.
I want to be her friend. Her friend. I never gave a fuck about no bitch. Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. Bitch, get you some money. How get like me? I'm getting a lot. Killing shit, bitches, career getting murdered. You be the judge, I'm the verdict. I get my money converted. What race is she? Bitches be running the
cycles. She's like white, she's right?
I feel like she's copying Nicki Minaj.
She was white. And she's slowly gone black.
Yeah, but those are Jewish titties.
Like Ariana Grande.
Those are Jew tits if I've ever seen Jew tits.
All right, turn it off.
Did you ever see Ariana Grande? She used to be white.
I know, but I mean, Bad Baby.
That's a bad baby.
She's a bad baby.
She's a bad baby.
She's a bad little girl. She needs to be spanked, possibly. I don't know.
It's disgusting. It is so, dude, I was in Czech Republic.
That's not fair, though.
Yeah.
She's not fucking 16, doggy. She's out there fucking living her life. I don't know. She's like 30. Look at the way she acts.
She's living too fast.
That's me when I watch Bad Baby.
She should be enjoying her childhood.
So what happened with her? And then, all right, so Bad Baby went viral on Dr. Phil, okay, for being Cash Me Outside Girl. And then she started this career. I give Bad Baby a lot of credit. Okay, we have for a while now. She fucking nailed it.
What happened to Damn Daniel?
What is her birthday? Because 17 is a legal age of consent in New York.
March 26th.
Okay, Skankfest weekend, maybe.
She's a Pisces.
Maybe. What is the legal age of consent in Texas? That's the real
birth.
What's the legal age of consent in Texas? Because I feel like Skankfest weekend might be the weekend where we can all run a train on Bad Baby.
Jesus Christ.
17.
Yay, 17.
Guys.
And we're sold out. Pre-sale. That was 120 tickets in 8 minutes.
Doggy, let me explain to you something. Fucking Bad Baby is turning 17 March 26th, which is also my sister's birthday. And I'm in Aries as well, April 1st. I'm just saying, maybe we can groom her for the next 4 months. What am I supposed to say, dude? Shut the fuck up, Nate.
I love your music. Do you like free speech?
Doggy,
come to the network. We got the bad cast.
So I just got it. Do you want me to say who's some of the headliners?
I will cut you out of all of the fucking Skankfest planning, you piece of shit.
I feel like she stabbed people.
Bad Baby stabbed people?
I feel like she has.
Maybe. She's got problems.
Lost this fight.
But I respect her because what she's done with her horseshit life and her fucking garbage mother, she's turned it into, like, she's legitimately, what is her net worth? She's got to be worth some fucking dough, right? She's got all these crazy high quality videos. She always got an entourage around her.
Big necklaces.
Is that weird that at 14... she got scooped up by a bunch of adults that then turned her into this, like, sexy rapper.
Are you saying she's sexy, dude? She's 16. She's a child. Ease the fuck
up,
dude.
Put that compliment on
I'm talking about in the future. I'm banking that she's probably going to be sexy in 3 months.
I called Jewish.
Barbara. Oh, that's her mom.
Also, 5'2".
Peskowitz.
5'2".
She's 5'2".
Rapper, internet celebrity. What is her 4 million?
Born after 9/11. Ugh.
Wow. $4 million is her net worth.
Wow.
Shannon, you look like your old Bad Baby. Shannon, if I found out you were 16, that's probably how you looked.
Whatever happened to Bad Baby?
She's a good baby.
Yeah.
Wait, are you going as Nate for Halloween? Is this your costume?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're him. That's cute.
Yeah. Oh. That's why I have to wear sweatpants.
Chrissy, what are you?
I'm a deer.
You're a deer.
I'm a Westchester deer.
A doe, a deer, a female
I ran
deer.
To the train in this costume and almost got hit by two cars, so I'm really doing it.
I know, you're acting like a deer.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And I'm going to
explodes on the hood of a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Chrissy was killed by a semi...
Say it.
Semi-erection. Uh-huh. That's how fucking thick that dick was.
When I go to work later, I'm going to just go to the cafeteria and stick my head in the salad bin and just be like...
I like it.
I'll probably get thrown out.
I like it, Chrissy. I like it. The fans love Chrissy Mayer, by the way.
Oh, thanks,
they really
fans.
Love you. Because you know what it is? You roll with the punches. You let us sexually harass you. It's like a different thing, you know?
It's fun to be here.
Right? It is really fun. It's a fun studio. It's a fun time. So, hold on. What happened with the Wovicki fight now? Now, Wovicki, Paul Wovicki.
Who's Wovicki?
Wovicki's this other bitch who's just retarded. She's not done with her internet fame what Bad Baby has done.
Yeah, Wovicki's net worth is $200,000. I just looked it up.
Wow.
That's also fucking crazy. That bitch should not be worth $200,000. She doesn't do anything. What does Wovicki do? Has she created any sort of content?
Who is Wovicki?
She's like another sort of rapper.
She's a white wigger.
She's a YouTube quote-unquote star. But she comes from privilege, but she acts like she's... ghetto.
Oh.
Okay.
This is her very made up, though.
She looks like a deer.
Oh,
she's not that
I've
pretty.
I've seen her before. She can't speak English.
Yeah, right. She's retarded.
She like got hit in the head as a kid or something, right?
All right, so can we see what Wovicki does?
How about Whoa Eyelashes? Can you call her that?
Do you want to see her talking or her rapping?
She raps too. Talking first.
I want to see her. I want to see her rapping.
All right, you want to see the rapping?
I want to see who's a better rapper. We're going to go right now. We're going to figure out exclusively who's a better rapper here on the Real Ass Podcast.
This is April of this year is when this song
okay.
is.
Okay.
And how old is she?
When she?
Pull up in a whip, I'll be going off. Finny head to toe, I'll be showing off. Why you playing hard when you know you soft?
She sucks.
Girl, you just a worker, I'm a fucking boss. Bad flip, make the money.
She's 19 years old.
If it ain't about the money, I don't want to.
Gang, 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 you ain't one of us. What an old bitch.
Money kind of watch me run it up.
I don't mind this even.
Money kind of watch me run it up.
And she's kind of hot here. I never liked her before. I show her speak because when she speaks, she's fucking retarded. Also, why are they showing all singles? They need to figure out a better budget because they're counting.
Is there a laundromat?
Why are you doing it?
Take singles.
Whoa! She's an idiot.
This is a tutorial on how to be a gangster. First, you gotta get the look and run. They always keep a few bands on them, so keep your pockets fat with money.
If my grandma were alive, she'd be shaking her head right now.
Whoa. This is what Zach's father was trying to avoid him becoming.
This is how to ruin your white privilege. Just sound as dumb as possible.
She's kind of hot, though. All right, I'll give it to her. She's retarded.
This is the lingo. See you later, day-day. See y'all niggas at the cookout.
Whoa. See you later, day-day. See y'all niggas at the cookout. Yo.
Hey, looks like she's a cotillion.
I'm going to teach y'all how to swim.
I've dated dumber girls than this.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right, we got it.
You know, I think I figured something out. Like, rappers generally have more money than comedians because they are singing about money. Why don't we all start making jokes about money? And then maybe we'll make more.
They don't own the money.
This is about to die. I need this to be
maybe it's like they're manifesting it.
Yeah.
Like, all their jewelry and stuff is rented.
You think so?
Yeah. They don't own it.
Rent the runway.
They rent it, and then it makes it look like they're fucking rich.
Yeah.
Look up, like, what's his
Jacob
name?
Jacob the Jeweler. Is the guy, don't they all rent
from
him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look up Riff Raff.
It's none like Bob's Furniture for jewelry.
Yeah, it's like Renaissance.
sectional.
Heathcliff.
The Heathcliff character, Riff Raff?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Dude, Riff Raff is great.
That's how my sister describes black people moving into, like, if they come into a restaurant, like, oh, the Riff Raff
is
here.
Yeah, so I went and saw Joker, and one of the previews was for Harriet, about Harriet Tubman. There's a scene when, like, all the white people are going to go find her, and they have, like, you know, torches, and this woman goes, "Let's go get that thief." And lean over, I'm like, I'm sure that's the word they used.
Yeah.
You know, and there are some people being loud in the theater. It's like, those thieves won't shut the fuck up.
Tubman was the Underground Railroad lady, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they called her a thief because she was stealing that property. Is that
they,
why they, call
they
her
didn't
thief?
Use the word thief? They used a different word that's
what
fun
word?
To say when you're
well,
alone.
By property, you mean the slaves.
Yeah. She was stealing the property.
Yeah.
That's why they called her a thief.
I don't know. I just thought they couldn't say the N-word because it's, like, offensive.
Yeah.
So you
oh, now, no.
Set
I mean, in a movie, they can still say it, right? Maybe not in the trailer. I think trailers all have to be, like,
yeah,
approved mm-hmm. for, like, all audiences, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So they're not going to say that.
Probably called her a negress.
Yeah.
That was the term at the time.
A Nubian princess.
Yeah.
Queen.
African queen.
African queen.
Dollar store queen.
Yeah, I am.
Bobby.
So what happened with the fight between Bad Baby and Will Vicky? Show me.
I think Will Vicky won.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, they physically got in a fight?
They hate each other. They've been beefing.
They have been beefing
for a while. So who's on top? Who's on bottom?
Wait, Vicky is on top right now.
Don't get into a fight unless you've pulled your hair back.
Vicky's on top. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Cammy, I got beat up.
Not one of these dudes is stopping it.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's breaking this fight up.
Ground and pound. Fuck it. No, don't break it up. Let him fight. Pull those titties out.
This isn't one of those fights that results in nudity.
Let me get you. You crazy bitch.
You're not even letting me get to you.
Don't say it, Don't say it,
she's annoying, too.
Move off me!
Bro, we ain't having that in here, bro.
It's like if Minnie Mouse did drugs.
This is great. And did it end there? Oh, man. Bad Baby got fucked up by Will Vicky.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Will Vicky.
Will Vicky fucking
Will Vicky rules.
She's hardcore, dog. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Uh-huh.
I got no problem with that.
Woo.
A little past prime.
Expired.
Whoa, little, Vicky, you're old.
A little sour.
Whoa, weird. Vicky.
Whoa, Vicky, calm down.
Get into a time machine.
AARP Vicky.
Yeah, so I mean conclusively, Will Vicky beat that ass.
Conclusively.
And also, Bad Baby, I mean, even in at the end of it, didn't even like look gracious in defeat. She should have like gotten up and be like, I want to thank my sponsors.
No, yeah.
Bowed.
Yeah.
So thank y'all.
Oh, thank you
for the opportunity.
Thank Bud Light.
CBD.
You know, here's the thing. Let's see. Who is this? This is
Danielle.
This is Bad Baby.
Yeah.
I'm not even engaging in this BS. No more. Anyone who says I got beat up is delusional. This girl ain't hit me one time. All right, hold on.
She literally 8 times.
We're going to have to show a replay in a second.
Anytime you make a story like this after an event, you've lost.
Hold on, let's see. She hit me one time. She grabbed my hair and somehow ended up on top of me the whole time. My face stayed untouched, not even a lash missing. If extra people are involved and you even punch nobody, that ain't no fight, baby. Well, she's speaking hard in here. Girl, if you... by yourself, I'm not arguing with people who just want to fight you, fight on the internet. YK, what studio I'm at, pull up when you're ready. Oh, you know what studio I'm at. Dude in the gray was holding me, which is why she was able to get on top of me. Shorties. Here's the thing, Bad Baby. Okay.
Wow, listen, look at this fight.
She's listening to the show. Okay. She's listening to the show. That's the truth, okay?
Whoa, Vicky, Bad Baby, Skankfest South.
You need to just act like a lady. What do you want to say here? Who cares if you lost a fight? What does it matter? If you lost a fight, like, in what world does it fucking matter? You got your ass kicked. There's no doubt. Pull up the replay of the punches.
Oh, they fought another time before.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Do you want to see that first?
Was it at an amusement park? They didn't actually hit each other, though, did they? No, they were just arguing. I saw that. We watched that in the past. We knew this was bubbling. This is brewing. Mm-hmm. These have been like two pit bulls staring at each other in opposite cages for years. And then finally they've been let out to attack each other. Mm-hmm. Okay?
This is like a YouTuber going on.
Oh, imagine
podcast.
Fucking Bad Baby had 6 titties. Oh, doggy. Anyway.
It'd be cool if one of them went back to school.
Put your finger in her butt if she attacks.
This is like the Nicole Arbour and Louis J. Gomez of
who?
Young
You're
rapper.
You're not supposed to say those words.
We don't discuss her.
She and shall not be named. Ian, you have to donate $20 to what charity, Nate?
Today. Animal.
No, we've already picked it. It is a Kickstarter called the Queerest of Them All LGBT Pride Pin Pack, and you get to pick 10 custom pins.
Nice. And
all right.
$20. $20.
All right, what's the website?
You. No, you got to give it to Nate right now. Don't bullshit.
Nate's going to get something on the dark web instead.
The dark web? I said nothing.
There is no overpaid dark web.
I did nothing. Give away his secrets.
Lewis, it was on the show.
Give away his secrets.
Mention the headliners.
Ian's got AIDS.
It's not a secret.
He's HIV positive.
Everyone knows.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
How do I donate, Nate?
You have to go to this.
How do I donate?
Ah!
Woo! Yes.
We have the. I have the Kickstarter page.
I've got the dough, Nate.
Ah!
But do also it. Because you get to pick.
Fuck
You have to come and pick 10 custom buttons. So these are all your options here, too. Ooh. I've got them up.
Are they all buttons? It's all just butts?
You want to pull it up, Shannon? I have them.
Did they start fighting because they realized they think they're too similar?
What the
Rainbow,
fuck?
Lesbian,
ooh, I
asexual.
Want a trans booty.
Oh, my God.
What's trans booty? That's it. A different type of...
Lunch.
That's a different type of thing? What does trans booty mean?
I think it's just the style of button. It's trans booty has no gender. It says booty has no gender on it.
Oh,
it. So
booty
true.
Has no gender. Ew.
That is true.
That is disgusting.
Works for Ian.
That's just disgusting.
That
what
is
do you want me to say?
Booty does have no gender.
I don't
gender.
Even like, I don't even like booty. That's a great saying, though. I got to be honest with you. It, yeah. It's
right?
True. It's accurate.
Totally true.
But it's disgusting.
No.
Booty is gross.
What? You're wrong.
You don't like booty?
I've had
nothing better than
a
great
times.
Booty.
The only time, here's the thing, with me sexually, let me explain, because there's a lot of lady listeners right now wondering what I'm like in bed. Okay?
Let's tell us.
It's true. So the way I am sexually is like, I'm kind of a freak, okay? Ooh. Shannon, true or not true?
You guys have done it?
Shannon, can you do it as a cat, please?
A cat wouldn't talk. Meow.
Yes, meow, exactly. Thank you. So Shannon, is that true or not true?
Meow.
So.
Pause. The last butt you were inside was Jay.
I was inside of Jay's butt, but that was with a gun, not a dick.
But still.
Wait, what happened?
So your last butt experience.
How American.
Yeah, well.
You put a gun in Jay's butt?
Spoiler alert.
How far?
The whole barrel.
Wow.
What kind of gun?
Now you're describing Jay,
gun?
A whole
it was,
barrel.
It was a Glock.
Whose gun?
Anthony Cumia, he lent me it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore. Latest Legion of Skanks, guys. Go subscribe on iTunes.
What a life.
YouTube. So, what was
if
I just
this
saying?
Was softer, I put it on my ass.
We're just saying it was some
just
gay shit.
Just kidding.
Oh, how
if
I am
it,
sexual.
If it were alive,
anal sex,
it
and you're a little freaky.
How I am with sex. So, the way it works good. Is I'm a freak, but I'm only oh. as, like, I and I'm also dominant in bed. But I like to...
In bed, you're dominant in conversation. When are you not dominant?
Are you ever submissive in life?
I like, but here's the thing. I'm into what the girl's into. So, if a girl's into facials, right? I will give her facials all day long, and I'll love it. It'll really turn me on. I'll be really into it. Uh-huh. But if she's not into it, there's no part of me that wants to come on her face. Like it's just it's like a it's a weird fucking thing.
What
so
are
same
you
thing
into?
With anal. I've had a couple girls that were really into getting fucked in the ass, and then yes. I can get into it. But yes. I've never suggested anal sex one time ever with a girl that wasn't actually into it first.
I'm really into astrology.
Astrology.
Right, I like it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the thing. What about you, Chris? Are you taking it in the butt?
I could, I would, but I haven't in a minute. Just because, like, Frank and I don't do that. But I would. If he got, like, a promotion or it was his birthday or something and he really wanted to, I'd be like, sure.
You just take it right at the poop shoot.
I just bend over.
You bend over, you do the legs over the head, like, legs up.
Oh, it depends. Whatever he wanted, you know.
What a good woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
A fucking good woman. Whatever he wanted.
Whatever looked good. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Laying down like a baby getting its diaper
like
chain.
A bad baby.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make Chrissy her own mug?
Where's the drop?
Whatever he wants. It's just her face in the with that. You have to take a picture of her face. Whatever he wants. It's a Chrissy Mayer mug available this week exclusively wow. on podcastmerch.com.
Anal with a raise.
With a raise?
I want to start doing a brand new mug that we sell for the week of the show. And we only sell out that week. We should do that.
That's great.
Our mug game is fucking on fire. All right. So what happened with these...
More
this kid. Okay, so there's a Texas couple here.
Yeah, air them out, baby.
Actually, no. Pull up The Rock. I want to see Kevin Hart as The Rock for Halloween first. Just really quick. I want to see that.
Wait, give me one sec.
Thanks, Shannon. There's Bobby.
As The Rock, his car ran into.
Also, like a, see if
like
Bobby.
A, like a rock. Like
a see if Bobby can roll a blunt.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. It's not bad.
That's great.
A little too dark. Yeah.
You don't look at him and go, that's The Rock.
No, not at all. I was The Rock for Halloween one year. All my friends dressed up in senior year as pro wrestlers. Because in my high school, you were only allowed to dress up in senior year.
That's lame.
Yeah, so I was The Rock. So yeah, there's a couple in Texas, okay? And they're, I guess, in a custody battle with their child. Yeah, this is me right here. The Rock says, no, you damn roll. How do you just have that on your fingertips, Shannon? You masturbate that to that regularly?
Yeah. Oh, no, God. Nate does, actually. He had it ready.
It's fucking pretty cool, dude.
If you're
that's not Halloween, though. That's when I met The Rock at the Palisades Center Mall. And I waited in line for hours.
Oh, my God.
And they cut off the line right ahead of me. I was the person they cut it off.
Was anyone else dressed up?
No, I was the only asshole. And I know they did on purpose. Like, dude, we got to cut it off for the guy dressed like The Rock. That's hilarious.
How many times have you dressed like The Rock?
Just twice. Once there and once in high school. Or once for senior year of high school. And I remember The Rock walked out of the mall. I was waiting for him to go. And I was like, Rock, I wore my $500 shirt for this. And he goes, that ain't no $500 shirt. And I was like, damn it, he's right. God damn it, Rock. You know me. You know I don't have $500 for a shirt.
Can't meet your heroes.
Yeah. Don't meet them. So here we go. Two parents' legal battle over whether their 7-year-old is a transgender has drawn a child services review.
So the mother says that.
Of course the mother says
that. I think it's biologically a male and that he identifies as female. The father says this is like too early to judge this because she wants to start hormone therapy and all that stuff already. So they're fighting in the courts about which way to go because they have split custody.
Yikes. So how about hormone therapy on their weekends and then on the other weekends? It'll fall apart.
Yeah, I think that there has to be a legal age where you can start treating your kids with hormones. What's the argument?
They just lowered it in Vermont.
Ian, you're a tranny fucker, right?
Yes.
So what is the
woman?
Explain this to me. Explain this to me because I don't understand. Maybe there's a scientific reason why you would give a child hormones. Is it because it's before
they
hit puberty?
No. Well, I think the logic
it would delay the masculine features, right?
So that they don't develop masculine features.
Yeah, Adam's apple, big balls, fucking whatever. But
and it hasn't been around long enough to understand the long-term consequences of it, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's totally batshit insane.
Yeah.
Kids feel weird. You don't feel normal in your body when you go through puberty. It doesn't mean you're another gender. It means that you're just experiencing normal life and this affirmation that's going on instead of...
That's the problem is the affirmation. So here's the thing. The people don't know. They go like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
And then they go, well, do you feel like a girl? I was like, well, I don't really know. Maybe you feel like you're a girl. Do you think you're a girl? And then it's this thing where it's very positive and everyone's sort of massaging that concept. And then the little kid goes, yeah, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And this kid might just be gay. This kid might just be confused. This kid might just really appreciate
this kid
beautiful
might have
long hair.
Trauma from being a child and his family divorcing and the mom being a fucking psychopath and the trauma's coming out in different ways.
What the fuck did...
You know what I blame? All these The Future's female t-shirts.
Yeah. I mean...
The main battle is that the mother is saying that the kid was diagnosed with gender dysphoria, and so because of that, she should be affirmed as a girl. And then the father says that the mother has manipulated
her. So gender dysphoria is sort of like body dysmorphia with gender, right? So they're giving a psychological, like clinical term to being transgendered, or is that different? Is that different? I have no idea.
It's different.
It seems like it'd be much harder to backtrack on if you've been getting hormones since like 7 years old and then you're 15 and 16 and you're like, wow, I've been getting hormones for years and I suddenly realized
being trans and non-binary is a new goth. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're searching for identity. They go to these online forums and they get affirmed by a lot of people who are creeps, adults telling young kids,
yeah,
you're a woman, be a woman.
You get an erection
by putting on women's clothes. That's called gender euphoria.
Yeah.
That means that you're affirming your gender. No, it means you're a fucking pervert. If you're getting a hard-on when you wear your mother's clothing, it doesn't mean you're transgender. It means that you're into wearing women's clothes.
Or your mother's clothes. Or there's some other shit. Like, yes. There's some shit there. You're
Dude,
right.
The majority of trans
and
people honest, have childhood
not,
trauma that's not addressed.
It's not a category in itself. It's like there's probably 1,000 different reasons that this person could be confused, especially at that age. To go and make some sort of, a medical decision on a child when they just don't. I mean, I talk about it in my act. Like, my son, for a portion of his life, wanted to be a tiger when he grew up. You know, like, they don't know. My son wants to be a pizza man. He's going to be a fucking pizza man. I would disown him. You know, he doesn't fucking know. He's a child. He's a stupid brain right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that pizza men make no money. Okay. There's no future. There's no bigger picture here.
Do you know what straight edge is?
Yeah, I was straight edge up until I was almost 18.
I was straight edge, right? And with every amount of conviction in the world, I was like, I'm going to be this way till I die. I hung out with straight edge people. We talked about how great being straight edge was. We were above other people. I was going to get X's tattooed on me.
Body modifications to change
my skin forever. And everyone in my life was like, dude, I know you feel this way, but don't fucking do
it. Wait till 21 hits.
You don't know me, whatever. And then I didn't do it.
And the reality is
I ended up in fucking rehab.
And you were boring. The reality is this. You did at the time.
I was searching for a personality.
You wanted a personality.
I wanted to belong to something. But modifying my body in that way was insane. So why is it okay to do to a child?
Modifying your body at all before you're... Honestly, I say this about tattoos. I don't think you should get a tattoo before you're 30. Every idiotic tattoo I have was before I was 30 years old.
Sex at all of them.
No, I have a couple good ones.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What?
Rattlesnake.
My snake in the lion's pretty good.
Woof.
This one's decent. This one's all right.
Your Fantastic Four logo?
My Fantastic Four logo, dude.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, dude.
That fucking rose on your fat arm that turned
what
into a
garden. What is straight edge? Just means like you're happy not doing any drugs? Or...
It means no drugs, no sex. You've proclaimed that for the rest of your life you're never going to do drugs, drink, smoke.
Or have sex, technically.
Some people, that's like hardline straight edge. Yeah. But there's a whole subculture of like music and bands that preach straight edge. And when you break edge, you turn your back on them. And that's the same thing
as the
trans community of like... Feel like finding a community of people that you finally belong, you're a part of it, and if you don't live up to a certain standard of it, you get excommunicated. You know, that's what's going on, and when you don't agree with it or even question it, people are calling you a bigot, and you're not. You're just questioning what's going on.
If my son's mother tried to give my son hormones right now,
yeah,
it would be a major problem. Like, it would be a fucking big war.
Do you know what's happening? Can I just say this, and then I'll get off my soapbox? So the whole opiate crisis happened because... doctors were rated on a scale. Afterwards, there would be like a Yelp review of like the doctor, right? And if the doctor got a bad review, they could lose their medical license. So when people went, they would go, I feel pain. I need these pain pills. And if they didn't get the pain pills, the doctor would get a bad review. They'd lose their job. So the doctor immediately started going, okay, here's Oxycontin. Okay, give me a good review. I need to keep my job. Mm. And this is what's happening with trans. They're going to these affirmation clinics. And if they don't get affirmed and told they're trans, they're called a gatekeeper. They're called a TERF, trans-exclusatory reactionary feminist. They're called a bigot, a transphobe. So they don't want to be labeled these things. So they go, okay, you're trans. Let's get you on hormones. Okay. We won't go through the process of therapy and finding out what happened to you to make you this way. We're just going to do it so a Band-Aid goes over this. I keep my job. It's terrible.
It's the whole and the conversation for some reason it is very discouraged. You're not really supposed to have this conversation, especially with the kids thing. This is what Owen Benjamin sort of lost his shit over, right? Like he made a trans joke about how kids shouldn't be able to be given hormones. Then that was sent to a school that he was performing at, and he got fired from a gig.
Wow.
And but I think what happened at that point, and I don't know, and we did talk to Owen about it, I just don't remember, but I think he just sort of he doubled down and then went harder and harder. Then his agent dropped him. Then he went harder and harder and harder, and then sort of went down this fucking path of like,
opened
yeah, fuck everybody
the
then. And well, honestly, it is a lot of doctors are Jews. Who knows? But no, the reality is it is a very like it's a subject where you're like, oh, you can't talk about that. You can't say that. And
right.
He's like, dude, I don't know, man. It's a little fucking weird that
dude,
you would want to give
I've been into trans women forever, and I was fucking hanging out with them when they were like 7 walking the earth. And now it's like a Johnny Appleseed of trans is going around. It's like, we got to examine this. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I understand people feel a certain way, but there's a ton of trauma people aren't addressing. There's a mental illness capacity to it where, I mean, dude, the whole thing about being trans is you're obsessed with passing. Well, do I look like a woman?
Yeah.
I have to look like a woman. That's like, that's not what women... Dude, if you're concentrating on being a woman, on how you physically look, that's like a warped view of what women
are. And I see,
are.
Like, if you're obsessed with, like, I see none of them in Sephora, you know, and I see none of them, like,
oh, really? Because a lot of them try to get me to buy them makeup.
Well, I think, I think you're right about that. It is a very physical.
Yeah.
Let's say if it was just a woman. Let's say, forget trans, right? Forget anything. Let's say it's just a woman. Let's say that Shannon was obsessed with the way she looked and the obsessed with the way everybody saw her at all times. And that was her whole thing. And it tortured her at night that people didn't see her the way that she wanted her to see them. You would say, Shannon, see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
See somebody. Because it's affecting your life to the point where now you're getting surgeries. Now you're taking hormones. Now you're changing your body. Your obsession with how people are perceiving you. That's a psychological issue.
Yes.
And it should be addressed. And if your child had that issue, forget trans. if your child was just obsessed with how everyone in school saw them and it made them cry at night because not everybody liked them, and you'd go, let's get this kid into therapy because they need to, we need to figure out what's at the source of this. And that, for some reason, that you're not allowed to say. Publicly, you're not allowed to say that.
And you know what's crazy is a lot of so there's this movement of male to female transgender that identify as a lesbian that then and then say if women won't sleep with them, they're transphobic.
Well, that's the other thing,
homophobic,
where it's like,
and it's like, well, we can't deny reality. The reality is you have a penis. The reality is if you post a Throwback Thursday, how can you deny that you were once a boy? You know, like, you can believe you are what you are.
Well, what did,
but
Che just got in trouble
for
this.
Che got in trouble
joke.
For a joke where he said something like they were comparing that Kanye's becoming Christian and wearing like sweatpants, and he was like, well, there used to be this fella named Bruce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what, so they, what is the term?
For dead
but
naming?
Bruce was
dead naming, right?
Yeah,
so dead naming is when you say the name.
Of, who they used to be.
Fucking the most famous transgender person in the fucking world.
Who?
Are you kidding? Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
So
how do you deny the existence of
Bruce? You're not dead naming
him.
It's not dead naming him.
It's
you're not
having
going,
a memory.
The concept of dead naming would be like, let's say
if you
Chrissy's
were like, hey,
trans,
Bruce.
She comes into a room and then I go, "Sup, Bruce," in front of a bunch of people.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that was fucked up to do.
Yeah.
And then it's fucked up. Granted. Totally. Granted, that person is just an asshole. That's all it is. Sort of. They're just sort of an asshole. The reality is, like, I don't know, if Nate wanted to call me fucking Bucko every day, I'd be like, you stop calling me Bucko, and he wouldn't stop calling me Bucko, I would just be like, Nate's a fucking asshole. That's all it would be.
He thinks I'm calling him Bucko?
And Bucko. So it's just sort of like, I don't know, the Caitlyn Jenner thing, it's like, everyone knows. You're not dead naming anybody.
That's like saying, didn't you used to be a child? No, I've been an adult this entire time.
Is it not funny that it's a situation where at the end of the day, if we look at reality, it's men dominating the conversation on how we speak, and men have reached peak patriarchy to the point where they can't tell people what to do anymore. So now they've turned into women and convinced
notorious!
Women to take
Sorry,
up for them in the process.
It's notorious. What the fuck was that?
Is that not true? That it's men are point. Now invading women's spaces and having them take up for them in the process? That's how fucking smart men are.
I don't know what you mean.
He's saying that men are cutting their cocks off so that they can
be in charge again.
Be in charge again.
All right, it's a joke. I get it. What do you really mean that?
Jokes.
Well, they're keeping their cocks, too. Thankfully.
if you're not going to cut your cock off, I have no respect for you. If you cut your cock off, I actually have a little bit of respect for you.
Dude, there was a study at an English university trying to find, because there's a lot of people that transition and then they get the sexual reassignment and then they want to detransition and they stopped the study because it was transphobic.
Oh my God.
Really?
There was a huge article in the Atlantic about a family whose daughter at the school started changing her pronouns, and the family was like, hey, we don't feel comfortable with this. So they called in CPS and tried to get the kid taken away from the family. And the family found that the daughter was feeling depressed, was on all these online forums. So when they took away her computer, went camping, and like took her to the park, after a while, the daughter was like, oh, I'm depressed. I'm not trans.
I needed sunlight.
And also they were like, she's autistic. Like, there's a huge amount of autistic people that are also trans and are into anime, and they're like, I want to be a cat girl.
I mean, you just, you said it before, and it really is, comparing it to goth is a great...
What's that?
Comparing it to goth is a great example.
Yeah.
Because what happens is goth people, it's actually almost a perfect analogy, because there's levels of sort of how goth you can go and how like, and they get into body modification, right? Mm-hmm. So there's people go really far and they split their tongue and they have the snake tongue and they get the fucking implants into their skull where they have the devil horns, and they, people will take it, and that's a very small percentage of that type of people, but it's how far they go, how much of their identity needs to be this, right? So I think you sort of see it the same thing in the trans community. It's like, no, the people that will take the jump and go really fucking far and actually get, you know, their body modified, or it's people who play dress up, they're looking for an identity, they wear lipstick. I mean, I had friends, I wore eyeliner in high school.
Gender benders. What happened to that?
Yeah.
Just being a fucking weirdo. What happened to being cool with being weird?
Just be able to figure it out. The reality is, like, you're supposed to spend your first 18, 20 years of your life figuring out who you are. Simple as that. And before that, if a 7-year-old came to me and said, I know who I am, I would laugh in his face.
Yeah.
I mean,
you still believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's psychotic. It's crazy. You can't, you know, there's, it's
That'd
such
be
a
the funniest like letter to Santa ever.
Like the tooth fairy.
A pussy.
She took your loose tooth and your dick.
All right.
You leave your dick under your pillow.
I think like it's a thing of like there's a lot more people than we know are mentally ill and struggling, and like goth, they just need a hug from their family. You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe they wouldn't be so upset. Like it's just people wanting feel involved and loved.
And the most attention
which
they ever
we all
get,
deserve. Or they
honestly
deserve.
Especially now when you sort of you mentioned the affirmation. This is a good conversation because it is a little bit of a different angle than we've taken on this before. But you're right, dude. They get affirmations for the first time in their life.
Yeah.
They have people going, not only are they getting affirmed, they're going, you're fucking brave and great.
You're special.
And you're doing something unique. And you're doing something that's like better than everybody else. And they sort of enter a community where they go like, wow, dude. And we talk about it all the time with social media and sort of the endorphins that are released.
Drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get addicted to it. And when someone goes against it, that's taking away your drug. And what happens to a drug addict when they get their drugs taken away?
They have their dick chopped off.
Lewis. They get upset. They act out.
I mean,
they storm through the studio.
Decades ago, you could just be weird. You could just do your. I don't like that there's the identity, like the group politics is bigger than the individual. Like, you can't just be trans or different in your own way. You have to be in the way that the group says.
I think there should be a third gender, men, women, and trans. That's fine. What about hijras in fucking Hindu culture? There's a third gender there. Why does it have to be that you identify as a man, you're now a man? Come hang out with. It's like, no, just be different.
Because the identifying thing is just kind of stupid.
But at the end of the day, I feel like my bigot problem. I'm like, it ain't right.
Yeah, but you're
not a bigot though. You're actually having a nuanced, real conversation, a real opinion on it. I look at gender. I just look at it as like, dude, what were you fucking born with? What do you have between your legs? Cool. You identify as something else. That's fine as well. Who fucking cares? It's just not that big of a deal. Like, I'm not fighting against it. I'm not fighting for it. It's just sort of this very small sect of the population that, like, all right, sure, you want me to call you a he or a she? Fine. But if I fuck up, don't try to take away my career.
Doesn't mean,
don't try to don't try to fire me. Don't try to call me a bigot or being hateful because you're the fucking asshole that's making everyone confused.
But is everything really
you're the one coming in and just fucking dropping.
Where we have to be upset? Like, now it's infringing on kids. But it's like, well, why do I care about these kids? But then there are kids in cages at the border. I'm like, well, shit happens. You know, like, what does this tick off inside of me that it makes me, like, angry and upset about?
Because, like,
they're doing this to white kids, man.
You can always be let out of a cage and then get therapy. Like, hormone therapy is a little harder to reverse. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not pro cage.
Yeah, I'm not, it's just a different issue. If we were talking about kids being in cages right now, I'd say, yeah, let those kids out of those cages.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I don't know. It's not one or the other. Like, yeah,
right.
It's hard.
Unless they were bad babies.
Yeah. There's
being a bad baby. Don't be a bad baby.
Don't be a bad baby.
Yeah, being that kid, you're being a bad baby.
Well, Vicky, you're being a bad baby.
Well, baby.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is. Look.
But what's the base argument? Like, well, why? Like, are things really changing to the point where we have to, like, get upset about this? The only thing that upsets me is the fact that we're denying the mental illness aspect while we're living in a culture where people are like, we need to address mental illness. And then you do, and people are like, well, not in that way.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh.
Dude, I swear to God, I was at Sirius yesterday, and this Vietnam vet called a show, and he was like, I'm a Vietnam veteran. They're like, thank you so much. He goes, I just got to say, I went back to Vietnam. And they go, that must have been so great. And he goes, for the first time, I saw the Vietnamese as people. My PTSD went away. And they're like, okay, thank you, caller. And they, like, didn't want to hear that point of view.
That's fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's a symbol. It's like Western medicine overall cures the, I don't know, like the symptom, not what's causing it, or the other way around. Like, just putting a Band-Aid over it, not looking for the root cause.
But this is a great I think this is good.
No, so do I. And I think people need to, just with kids, you gotta be a little careful. You know, we see it happen a lot. Who's the one, like, she's like a trans activist, and she has now the baby that's fucking, of course, she's got like a 4-year-old toddler that's now trans. It's like, what are the chances that you're a trans activist, and then you'd all of a sudden have an adopted fucking little Chinese baby that happens to be trans?
What are the odds?
No. You are abusing that fucking child. You are turning that child into a fucking puppet for your own political agenda. That's crazy. That child should be taken away from that person.
But it's like, so what if the kid's trans? So what if the kid identifies as trans?
But that's not the issue. The kid doesn't. You're making your kid identify as trans, and you're fucking up your kid.
So is it not like making your kid go to church and be Catholic?
That's also kind of fucked up, but not as fucked up as deeply physically and psychologically changing
giving them,
this person.
Like, sexual issues and everything.
They're kids, dude. Even the whole gender thing, it is sexual. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, it's a sexual topic. People are like, well, it's not about sex at all. It's like, it kind of is. It's sort of about who you want to fuck, right? It all comes down to it. It's all coming to this at a certain time. You're gonna be like, who do I want to put my dick inside of, or who do I want to have inside of me? And I don't know if that's a topic of conversation for 6 and 5 year old children. Yeah. It's just not. It's not something that like should really be considered. And the very, very small percentage of the kids in the world that are truly trans and really, want to have that done to them, yet sort of. Maybe it sucks for them to have to sort of go through some of, the changes that they would go through during puberty. But I think it's way more dangerous because there's way more kids that their parents are just fucking, they have an agenda and they're fucking their kids up.
Done yet. Your brain is not
done
developing.
No, it doesn't develop until 25 or 26.
I think that's a good point. Like, don't change your sex organs until you're like old enough. You know, old enough to have sex is like relative.
You can feel
but,
however you want. Yeah. Like, if the kid is like, I'm a girl, it's like, you'll be the best girl, baby. That's great.
Did you see the little kid? Show the video.
Like, change
of the dad
to
the story
just chemistry
the story that we are talking about. Show the video of the dad talking to the little kid.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so the mom essentially believes the kid is trans. The dad's like, yeah, the mom's putting this fucking idea in the kid's head. Ugh. And now they're in court going like, well, no. Now the reality is I think
so
that
traumatic.
It should just always default
That's
to do not put
crazy.
Something into this kid's fucking body.
Yeah,
do not, unless it's a life-threatening thing, unless this kid is in, going to die because it needs some sort of surgery.
Dude, I'm uncomfortable when they pierce little girls' ears when they're babies. I can't imagine doing something like
Like, if being trans is the thing that fills in the gaps and makes you feel loved and whole and, like, fills in where your parents
That's how they make a woman into a man. First, they fill in the gap.
Mind the gap.
Yeah.
Mind the gap.
Go ahead.
But what about circumcision then, Zach?
I'm against circumcision.
James got an anteater?
He does.
I'm finding news
So does my
articles.
Nephew.
I don't see one on that page.
There, no, maybe it's not on that page. Okay.
I think
he definitely
cut off babies' ears and pierce their dicks. Streamline those little faggots.
Transgendered court.
Judge will decide whether or not a 7-year-old child.
It's good they're having trans reporters
transition.
Now too.
That's nice.
Okay,
let's go side to side.
Just touch your ankle. Touch your ankle. This is James Younger playing with his father, Jeff, just a few days before a jury ruled in favor of James's mother, Dr. Ann Jorgulas, a pediatrician who is divorced from Jeff and wants to start hormone replacement therapy on James so he can transition into a she. Jeff petitioned the court for full custody earlier this month in an effort to stop the gender transition. He also taped his son at the age of 3, describing how his mother tells him he's a girl, paints his nails, and even puts him in dresses.
I'm a girl.
You're 3.
Who told you were a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you you were a girl?
Because I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you you were a girl?
Uh-huh.
Does mommy do anything else, like with a girl with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like clam
jam.
Like dresses.
What does she do?
She puts them on me.
She puts dresses on you?
She
cute
paints
little kid.
Her nails.
So that, why does she do that?
All right, we got it.
Because
I feel weird.
Dude, every little kid's gay. Every little kid acts like a girl. My parents used to call me Ianetta when I acted like a girl.
If we just encouraged my son to put on dresses, like if he said I want to wear a dress and then we were like, yeah, wear a dress. That looks great. It's awesome. And then we kept on doing that. And my kid wants to make us happy.
Yeah.
My kid literally, he lives to make us happy. And if you raise your kid peacefully, you raise your kid the right way, for the most part, your kid wants to please you. Your kid looks up to you for effort. Those same affirmations your kid is looking to you for. So when you give a kid at 3 years old this attention and, you're going like, oh my God, this is great, blah, blah, blah. They lean into it, and especially if she has custody most of the time. So me and my son's mother, we co-parent. We basically split custody almost evenly. It's not like I'm just on the weekends. We live a few blocks from each other, so we alternate days, essentially, in which he stays at our place. So it's a little bit easier. But if he was with her 90% of the time and he just saw me every weekend or every the weekend – she would be shaping his personality substantially more than I would be shaping his personality. And if you look at that and what that is, you go like, well, wait a minute. At three, she's already telling him that he's transgendered. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I don't care.
Grooming.
I don't care. You're grooming your fucking child, dude.
And it's a concept grooming. He doesn't even understand.
He doesn't understand. He has no idea.
If that kid dressed up like Batman and liked it, and then the family was like, you're Batman. be Batman.
By the time he's seven, he would think he's Batman. He would think he's Batman by the time he's seven.
And it's like, let the kid dress like Batman, but at a certain point be like, well, you have to go to school and wear normal clothes now.
Yeah.
Okay? You're upset. Yeah. I know it's an argument, whatever, but you're not. Whatever. Do the same with, why is it different with gender? Yeah. Why is it like offensive and hurtful?
It's Bat-they.
Huh?
Bat-they. Trans Batman. Bat Shim.
They man. Don't
No, but you're totally right, Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate saying that.
All right, look, let's we have just a couple more minutes here. Nate put together, we're gonna end the week every week on these, Nate. That's what we'll do from now on. We'll just end the week on all of the videos that Nate wanted us to watch at
let's
one point
on
the
a
show.
Bad note. Yeah, sad.
No, this is fun. Oh. And we just watch these videos and then we're gonna wrap the show up. It's been a very special spooky Halloween. We got lots of candy here. Hopefully everyone at the Gas Digital Studios will be enjoying candy.
Can I say one more thing about that article?
Shut
that I just
the
saw?
Fuck up, Shannon.
Ooh, black ones are at the bottom.
Blame Shannon.
What?
That there are twins involved in the custody battle, and it's only one of them that she's doing this with.
Wow.
Hmm. It's just a weird twin.
So she just wanted one of each.
She wanted a girl.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all.
Did you ever know a family that just kept having kids till they got a girl?
Yes. Sometimes you'll see like five boys or five girls, and you're like, we know what you were doing.
It's a family in my street that had nine kids until they had a girl.
I have a cousin who they're my aunt. That aunt has like 16 kids.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Nate, let's hit this. We're going to wrap it up here. Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you follow everyone on social media. See everyone live. Go subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, everywhere you can get your podcasts. And without further ado, let's wrap this week up with Nate's funny videos.
It's okay when dogs do it.
Ah!
Wow, I'm getting turned on.
Those are diva cups.
That's me.
Oh, I love when bears act like
that. Is that a real bear?
Oh! Oh, Nate will throw in just a beheading in the middle of it, so be prepared.
Ah! Ah!
It goes from cute to horrifying.
Bipolar psychologically damaging.
Ah! Oh,
shit.
Nate!
Aw, he loves coupons.
Oh, I see.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is cool. Oh, no. No.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so scared of the handicap.
That's kind of hot.
Oh, what's next?
Oh, no. Ooh. I bet this kid's Asian.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. Doggy.
Oh, no.
I wanted to hate this segment,
no.
Nate.
Oh, no.
But
oh no, Nate!
Whoa!
This is
neat.
This is what our clothes do when we're away.
Oh, sticks up with the music, so good, Nate.
Yeah, Nate. I wanted to hate the segment, but I'm genuinely impressed with every video that you've chosen so far.
Wow.
Right, definitely an unemployed guy.
Now, how can we get a Nate appreciation?
Nate!
How good is Nate?
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back next Monday. Shannon, by the way, you know I'm out of town all week next week. Wednesday and Friday, I was supposed to be out of town completely. Guess what?
Wait, what?
Guess what?
What?
Now I'm not. Now I'm driving up every day.
Okay.
So cool. Life is normal for
Uncle
you guys.
Vinny's?
Yeah, Uncle Vinny's. I was going to, now I'm going with Justin Silver. Next weekend, November 6th to 9th, make sure you guys are coming out to Uncle Vinny's and fucking representing. Mickey Gall's coming one of the nights. So if you guys want to fucking hang out with the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Justin Silver, Mickey Gall, some other friends of the show will be hanging out this whole weekend. So we'll check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. We love you guys. Peace.
adios, good riddance, fuck you!
That's all, folks.